For so many years, I kept meeting all these wonderful young women who were getting hired. I'd meet them at these great big events and games. And every time I would start with the same question. How many times have you done this before? How many times have you covered football? How many times have you talked to a coach at halftime? Without exception, every time was zero. I wanted to do something to help these young women get ready for the opportunity. So I started just doing these boot camps and workshops, and we work on everything from preparation and work ethic and confidence. Confidence being the biggest thing.
I'm Kayla.
Kyle.
Nice to meet you.
Just let it flow.
Yeah.
All right. Hi.
Jeez, I'm not coming in here. They all got cameras and mics. That great program that Laura's got going on, and I hope you guys get a great experience while you're here today. I hope you guys have some tough questions for me. They would never prep me on what you're going to ask me, so we'll just go ahead and wing it and have a good time.
I don't know how to explain how my heart feels to watch each one of them grow so much in 2 days. That's all it takes.
Oh no, I have Rick. Is he going to kick? Where is he going to move me? You got to roll with it.
Wow, very good question. What we try to do is look at how they're progressing by getting those type of players in and those having the same type of traits.
Their first interview for our 18-year-olds who've never done an interview, their first interview ever was with Mike Zimmer.
All right, put coach right over here.
So who's going to intimidate her now? A professor? A dean?
When I'm talking to him, it's like, you know, real. You know what
I mean? It's made me so happy.
I mean, that's a compliment. Yeah, that's a compliment.
Did you all hear that? That's the best compliment.
She has such a different confidence level because she was able to do that.
That's not my expertise. Yeah. But we're all just grateful.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much. So is everybody right now, if all of a sudden Coach Zimmer was like, practice is ending early, let's go. Would everyone be ready?
What is your first football-related memory?
I've gained a lot of weight since then, so I don't think anybody wants that.
They now look at these players as people, as human beings, and finding the confidence and finding her voice and watching literally her body change, her posture.
I got to give you a high five for that one.
And see, again, everybody who kind of has that, oh no, the worst thing happened, doesn't it wind up being a pretty great thing?
Now that I've been properly coached, I came in here and I knew exactly what angle I wanted to take, and it was just a calmness over me, like, I can do this.
He just gushed about how smart you are and what a great guy, so I want to give you the opportunity now to gush a little bit about him.
I mean, he's a great coach.
They're understanding that this isn't just a cool opportunity that we showed up and the Vikings were like, hey, what a great group of women, let us in. This was years of building a relationship. As you're vetting them, what do you look for in a reporter?
I would say just someone that's kind of just commands, you know, like your attention, and you know, they have that confidence about themselves.
You know, people get so carried away because we're these athletes, and you know, these guys doing great things, and guys on the television. But at the end of the day, we're all humans, you know, and we're all regular people outside of these white lines.
You don't get special treatment, and with this type of group and the relationship that Laura's been able to build with the coaches and the players, you know, this access is something we have never gotten before, and you really have to cherish it and make the most of every moment.
What questions do you enjoy being asked, and what do you wish reporters would steer away from?
I love to just talk about the other guys and praise those guys. The thing I hate to do is talk about myself. I feel like that's the number one sin in sports, you know, patting yourself on the back.
Instead of me just like a teacher sitting on a chalkboard and saying build relationships, not contact, they really get to see what that means. And I cannot even tell you how wonderful this organization has been to us.
Everyone in this room, everyone here has the potential to really do exactly what you really want to do. And I think the strongest piece of advice I would share with you all is don't settle.
My favorite thing, I'm giving them something I never had in almost 25 years of this career, a network of women to climb the ladder with, to struggle with, and to be able to empower each other and not compete with each other.
Have you ever walked into a room here with so many women?
So many beautiful women.
I was a performer, I was a teacher, I was a coach, that was going to be my passion. I had no idea that my livelihood would come from the NFL. What a blessing it has been, because I had no idea how much I would fall in love with the NFL and specifically with the Vikings.
Nobody ever says thank you for making me better on camera. It's almost like that's just a byproduct. It's about thanking for putting me in these situations. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for introducing me to a great group of women, a great group of men who we've met with today at the Vikings organization. So being ready on camera is such a little part of it. It's just being ready to take on life.